I had planned to review this past Tuesday's presidential debate, but more current and important events call for that to be put on the shelf. On Friday, we learned that President Trump, the First Lady, and close Trump aide Hope Hicks had all tested positive for the coronavirus. To put it mildly, this puts a lot of things into a land of mystery. Well, just for starts, what happens to the planned second and third presidential debates? What happens with the more closely scheduled vice presidential debates? Does the president even return to the campaign trail over these homestretch days of the campaign? This can even extend already has beyond the political after the news broke. Early Friday morning, the Dow futures plunged 500 points. Considering that President Trump is 74 years old and, by all measurements, overweight, it makes him very prone to being hit hard by this virus. Hope Hicks, who is much younger and more fit, was said on Thursday to have fallen very ill with symptoms from COVID-19. Maybe more people are going to be watching now to see how Trump speaks about COVID-19 after he hopefully strongly comes through it. Will he be more appreciative of the health dangers, more factual about this virus, or will he be maybe even more dismissive of it, claiming that it was no more than a bad case of the flu? One thing for sure, I'm certain that by Saturday, this past Saturday, yesterday, considering all the people that the president has had recent contact with, my guess is it was extremely difficult to find a COVID-19 test kit anywhere around Washington, D.C. And it's just when you thought an insane campaign season couldn't get any more insane